On the live line with us this morning is Richard Halsey. He is a writer. He's the director of the California Chaparral Institute. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning.
You've also written a commentary in the Times, in the LA Times, about why California burns. And, of course, that is on our minds here in Northern California, certainly in Southern California now. But you say a lot of it has to do with developers building homes where they shouldn't and the planning departments allowing them to do it.
Yes, that's right. And at this juncture, you know, there's just so much heartache and tragedy, especially up in the Fountain Grove area and Coffee Park and outlying places. One, the first thing a person should do who's not familiar with the fire is just get on Google Earth and take a look at what has happened up there and flip over with a timeline and see what it looked like before. It's just, it's devastating.
Well, none of us need to do that, Richard, because we're right here. Yeah.
Well, and so that lesson for all of us is something that I think planners, politicians, everyone needs to look at and say, we don't want this to happen again. And the best way to do that is to make sure you understand the fire history and you don't put buildings in harm's way.
Richard, I'm so happy you came on today because I went to your website, the Chaparral Facts, CaliforniaChaparral.org, and learned about our native plant, which is just beautiful. But you say that we can learn a lot actually from Australia's and some of the communities and what they've done to prevent fires.
Well, exactly. They understand that they can't do anything about stopping these fires. They're just part of the landscape. May not come in a person's lifetime, but they will arrive. And so what they do is they create buildings and communities that withstand the onslaught of the flame. And one of the things they do, especially out in the backcountry, is they create independent sprinkler systems that douse the house, the roof, and under eaves during the onset of a fire, and basically create an environment and a wet home that cannot ignite. And it's adapted to an independent unit, which means, excuse me, there's a water tank and there's a pump. And in our situation, a lot of people have pools. And this independent pump, which is run on diesel or gasoline, kicks in and can douse the house for a period of 3 or 4 hours and prevent the flames, but the embers from penetrating the house and creating the ignition point.
You know, the other thing that you mentioned, Richard, I found pretty fascinating, too, was the concept of retrofitting. I mean, we all do it for earthquake preparedness in California, and why not retrofit your home? Maybe you bought it 25, 30 years ago, and things have changed since then in terms of wildfire coverage or materials that are available. So why not make it mandatory to retrofit your home for this too?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. And it's relatively cheap. Ember resistant vents are really important. That's one of the key ways embers get into homes. Also, a non-flammable roofing. There's some other more expensive approaches like closing in the eaves. But the main thing is just on a almost quarterly basis, you walk around your house and say, if there was an ember storm, and you think of it like a snowstorm, Would the embers land on anything around my house, it would cause my house to ignite. And that would be litter in the gutters of the roof, stacks of firewood, playground furniture in the back that's made out of wood, even a wooden fence attached to the house, anything like that. You just have to realize my house is the most flammable thing probably on this environment. What can I do to make it less so?
Well, a lot of us found out that decorative bark was really a stupid idea moving forward, stuff like that too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that's, you go through a lot of emotions when you lose your home and so many memories, and there's sadness and anger, and then there's blame. And the fact is, everybody, for the most part, that lived in Santa Rosa that had this happen to them, and they're just there trying to raise their families, creating an environment that's happy for themselves. And this event was just really not on the radar, I don't think. And it's not their fault. It's no one's fault. But the government, I think, has a responsibility. One of its main responsibilities is to protect us as citizens. And I think the government dropped the ball here, first of all, when they approved the developments, and also they didn't do a constant reinforcement of the idea that we're in a hazardous area here and we need to constantly be vigilant.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And I think that escapes no one, certainly not our leaders under which the Planning Commission lives. Richard, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Appreciate that.
Sure. Thank you very much.
He is the director of California Chaparral Institute. Richard Halsey wrote that article in the LA Times talking about why California burns.